This is Passport to Texas. Hand fishers locate catfish nesting sites along riverbanks, reach in until a fish latches onto their arm, and then remove both arm and fish from the water.
This is historically a controversial fishing method. First off, we're taking fish off of active nests, so some people don't like that, and historically it's been illegal.
Legal in Texas since 2011, hand fishers only make up about 1% of all anglers. Fisheries biologist Chris Bodine says hand fishers regularly harvest trophy fish. The belief has been that their harvest of trophy fish is detrimental to the population.
And if we want to have trophy fish, we have to protect the trophy fish. And since hand fishers are catching trophy fish, everybody viewed them as a problem.
Thus prompting a study at Lake Palestine. After analyzing results from the study, it turns out harvest was low, very low.
For flathead, which is what hand fishers tend to target, we were looking around 3 or 4%. And we were finding that the populations could withstand 2 or 3, maybe 4 times that before any kind of problem started existing.
This was a revelation. So if trophy cats don't need our protection, which ones do? That's tomorrow. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.